G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
Today's topic is fighting dogs. Explain.
Yes. Okay. So, obviously, most dog owners don't want to have a fighting dog on their hands. And when you've got a little puppy, you've got to be mindful that that pup is going to grow into an adolescent dog who's going to challenge the system just like our teenagers do. And then we've got to come out the other end going into our 20s and our 30s, just like dogs will in year 3 and year 4. So we want to teach our dogs not to fight. The first thing that we can train is bite inhibition. And by that I mean we need our dog to be okay with us giving them things and taking things back. So say, for example, a really good way to train this is when your dog's having a meal. Do it as early as you possibly can. Have the food in your hand and give it one bit of kibble at a time so that the dog understands your hands can be in and around that bowl, and that doesn't mean they're going to lose anything. It doesn't mean that they have to protect those resources, and that's the first thing we do. If our young dog or puppy is mouthing us, we've got to remember that we've got skin, and skin is easily pierced, even by accident, by puppy teeth. So we want to teach our dogs very quickly, just like they would do if they were playing with their own kind, that when you nip or you mouth me, I didn't like that. So you can yelp, just like another dog will yelp if one of the dogs has gone in and pulled their ear too tight. It's their social way of saying, you crossed a line, don't do that again, or I'm not going to be your friend, I'm not going to play with you. And we need to mimic some of those things also in our lives, especially with kids. Kids have a tendency with dogs, they're running, it's high energy, they've got the dog amped right up, and then the dog might mouth them or grab at their clothing or their legs or their shoes, and the kids start to squeal. And what that does is that trigger stacks for the dog the intensity and the hyponess of the moment. It's also very hard to teach kids to stand still and ignore the dog. So what I would do, if I'm starting to see that developing, I'm going to start right where the iron's hot. I'm going to have my dog on lead and I'm going to be walking and letting the kids run and all that kind of stuff. And just as the dog remains calm, I'm going to reward that dog for not chasing, not trying to bring down, all those things that are involved that start the mechanism of fighting. I'm going to take my puppy to a puppy class where they can learn by interacting with other dogs how to be appropriate, but learn to inhibit their bite. And that's one of the most important things puppies need to learn is, you know, they've got to learn a soft mouth and they won't learn it in of themselves. But also, I'm going to make sure that I don't put my dog in a situation where I'm going to stimulate that, you know, starting to become sensitive of other dogs or starting to be aggressive and lunging and leaping for other dogs. So I'm probably not going to go to a dog park unless it's empty, because dog parks have so much area, I can't police it. I don't know what the next dog in, what their issues are, or whether their owner's aware of their issues. So I'm going to stay away from high incident environments. When I take my dog for a walk, I'm going to want to teach my dog to give me lots of eye contact and also to be engaged with me instead of being engaged with other dogs.
Joe's going to stay in the studio for a little while. So if you've got a problem, you give us a call now, 5444 1071, and you could be next week's topic. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.